I feel very, very fortunate, actually, because after that northeast rainstorm, I was, well, very frankly, Paul.
You can be frank.
I was very discouraged. I even, you know, I hate to admit it, but I even, Jane was going home, you know, after the first day. We had planned that. She has to, she's still working. And I said, Jane, I think I'm going to go with you.
So, okay, I mean, no one would blame you for hopping in the car and heading back home.
And all I could think of is more of the hardship, but then, you know, being alone, braving it alone. And then I got to thinking, well, how about the rest of these guys? I mean, a lot of them are married, and they don't have their wives here. So I decided to show a little heart. And boy, am I glad I ever did, because everything that makes this race what I love, I've often said it's my favorite race of the year, including Boston and all the glitzy ones.
Sorry, Beantown.
Then I would have missed out.
Well, that's part of the multi-day experience, isn't it? That there's going to be rough patches no matter what, and then you kind of push through to find the silver lining or whatever, right?
Exactly. But I'm begging for excuses because, I mean, I'm 70 years old, and I should have learned that by now. You know, how many multi-days have I done? Probably, I think, around 10. This is my fourth one here. Yeah, probably 10, and how many countless hundreds and all the rest of them, 24 hours. So I know there's going to be ups and downs, and yet...
Now, Pete, for those people out there who say, you know, hang up the sneakers at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, you're defying that and saying, you know, I'll know when to hang up the sneakers when I can't move, maybe. I don't know. What's your answer to that?
Well, I have two. Number one is it points out to me how very fortunate I am that of so many, many, many people, loved ones that used to enjoy this sport and had the passion, cannot. You know, they've got bad knees or they got something maybe even more dreadful preventing them. And I'm one of the lucky guys. And number two, I've been inspired by the Ted Corbetts and the Don Winkleys. He won the Volstate last summer. One of my races on my bucket list. So, and he's 3 years older than me.
Well, Pete, just to put things into perspective for people who don't know, Ted Corbett, 80 years old, Ward's Island, and I don't remember the year, and he participated in either this race or the 700-mile race. Do you recall?
The sixth day.
Ted Corbett, 80 years old.
80 years old. And I know the result was prodigious, but I can't say the figures. I'm not sure. But I know his famous his famous quotes afterwards was, well, you know how modest he was anyway, but he said, yeah, I guess that's pretty good. But if I could only have run, and by that time either his knee or his, maybe his spinal column, he had a little bit of a list.
You were in that race in Wortham, where you were?
No, I wish I was.
Okay.
He's come out and visited the last summer, a spring of his life. Remember he came by?
Sure thing, yeah.
And I shook his hand, I told him what he meant to me. And you, Paul, especially the personal side of him, when he was working full-time, and he would actually write letters of encouragement to prospective ultra-runners. I mean, that, you know, that man epitomized to me what ultra running and ultra runners usually are. I have a thing at home on the Cape. I live on Cape Cod. And we have a meeting about once a month at my house. I've got a very modest little house, and it's called Cape Cod Ultra Society. We stole our name from the Broadway Ultra Society. And it's very fun. There's no presidents, there's no pecking order. We just sit around in my living room and we go around once. Everyone's given 3 minutes, no more, to talk about their last race. And then, of course, there's lots of humor and kidding. Then we go around the other way and we talk about our next race, our next dream. And so what's really great is by coincidence, May 1st is our next meeting, and that'll just be 2 days after I arrive home from this race. So I'm hoping to have something to brag about.
Well, Pete, to say, you know, how Ted inspired people, I would say without question you have to say that there's a, you're a light that's shining for other people out there that, you know, may want to quit and say, you know what, if Pete's out there, he's 70 years old, I can keep doing it, and that there is no retirement.
I would agree with that. I know that smacks of, I mean, I should have more humility, but I know I've been told that by other people, and I teach a running class for beginners both in the spring and the summer, the spring and the fall, and we have, we've gone, this is our 15th year, and the classes have grown enormous because I put the emphasis on how the running contributes to your health and to your wellness. To go over, to use an overused term they do now. But basically, these people, most of them don't want to be ultra runners or even marathoners, but they do want to do something about their blood pressure or their cholesterol levels. And running, I mean, it's free. It's one of the great joys that I think we've been bequested with, that exercise is free, and I think it's the single greatest contribution to health, or what you can do about your health. And I say exercise because, let's face it, some people simply cannot run, but they can if they have the use of the rams or so on, they can still exercise.
Pete, thank you so much for that. Have a good couple days more yet to come.
Oh boy, I'm going to give it my all. I'm telling you, I love Sahishnu. I love this race. I could serve as the publicity director if you and Mark Dorian didn't already have that job.
Well, for the Cape Cod folks, Pete's coming home. He's going to tell you all about it in a couple of days. Thank you, Pete.
Thank you very much.